Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, good to be with you. It is a Reaction Monday NFL Draft. This past weekend, Texans come away with 9 new draftees. We'll meet them at the top of the hour. We'll do a little meet the rookie class at the top of the hour. We got headlines coming up. Astros get a sweep this weekend in Mexico City. I thought it was a little over the top that their social media decided to talk about taking the brooms out for the Colorado Rockies in Mexico City when you're 9-19.
Hey, little Sean, victories. There's one thing I've relented on as I've got older. I've stopped trying to be such a hardo, to use Landry's word. And you got to celebrate the tiny victories, man. You want to get on track in with something. Stop. Think about this, Sean. Yeah. Like in anything in life that you do, there's things that you're like, oh, why can't I do this? It's so stupid. You're having difficulty doing it. Start celebrating the small victories because it's obviously an obstacle. So for the Astros, simply winning baseball games had turned into a major task and obstacle. So when you win them, celebrate those victories. It'll help get you on track. Form the habit.
I'm with you. Sometimes we conflate the manager of the digital social media side of things with the actual manager of the baseball team. It's not like
Espada was all over his own TikTok doing dances and everything.
Yeah, like Espada walked to the podium with a broom over his shoulder.
Espada was doing that country dance that I see all over the place, but with a broom in his hand.
Right.
Where you kick your feet out and everything.
Yep. Take that, Rockies. All right. So the draft was this weekend, and we know from their pre-draft press conference, or from his pre-draft press conference, that Nick Caserio does not like draft grades and report cards at all.
We're going to have on Monday, right, or Sunday afternoon, draft grades, right? I mean, it's the most ridiculous concept that I've ever heard of. Like, the players haven't even been in the building yet, and we're making an assessment about their performance.
Damn right we are. We're about to do it for the next 15 minutes.
I'll do them one better. I gave Blake Fisher a good grade for his video from the Texans locker room. I thought it was fantastic.
Solid.
Not to mention, if anybody saw Keon Coleman's press conference, oh my gosh.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
I give him an A+.
I'm mad at Nick for not trading up to get Keon Coleman after his press conference.
We've got TikTok videos to do here, Nick.
I know.
Come on, Keon Coleman is gold.
You gotta prioritize the right stuff, man. All right, so let's do that. Let's go through this frivolous exercise of seeing what the experts think of the Texans draft class. And the first two that I'm going to get to here were two of the draft analysts that we canceled before the draft because of their analysis of the Texans taking a tackle with the 42nd pick.
Well, No, we only canceled them if they had the Texans taking a tackle and they didn't address the fact that Laremy Tunsil and Titus Howard were already there.
Right.
We didn't cancel them for taking a tackle. Yeah. We canceled them because they projected a tackle in the first round without any mention at all of Titus Howard or Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, not just there, but extended last offseason, both of them, like committed to. So Mel Kiper, you're out of Payne and Pendergast draft jail. And you're onto the radar here with your report card. We'll hear Mel Kiper Jr., Seth, gives the Texans a B+. Mm-hmm. A B+ for their draft. And says for a team without a first-round pick, Houston had a nice Friday. Filled a void at corner with Kamari Lassiter. He consistently locked down corners at Georgia, 2.8 yards per attempt as a primary defender. Kamari Lassiter had some good numbers last year as far as just shutting guys down. He says Blake Fisher had a chance to be a first-rounder if he came back to Notre Dame this year. He'd be a first-rounder next year, and the Texans get him. And Kalen Bullock had 9 interceptions in college, good center field-type safety. And as you pointed out, tight end Cade Stover made Mel Kiper Jr.'s favorite pick list at 123.
Right, right. Yeah, the Cade Stover pick, I think, ended up being – and it's a perfect match, too. You know, the old – especially when you get into the mid-rounds, you know, there are much better places for some players than others. And I think, obviously, the connection with C.J. Stroud is going to help him right off the bat. I think the Texans probably had very good word of mouth from C.J. And I do think, I think C.J. is, I would guess he's pretty frank in discussing his former teammates with the Texans because he is all about just flat out, like, all right, it's about winning, you know? Like, I don't think he was going to blow smoke up Nick's butt just because he's a Buckeye. So I would imagine C.J. gave him really good word of mouth. And I think the only thing I would say is if you're grading just the names and the performances and everything, then there's that level of grade. I also like to look, though, at, okay, what was this GM trying to do? Mm-hmm. And I thought some things about Nick's strategy were borne out well, but there were other things. Like the very fact that I think he was definitely trying to trade up for either a defensive tackle or a cornerback, and he wasn't able to do that. So in that regard, I think they might have underestimated just how devalued the later round picks were, and he just didn't have the capital to get up there, or at least the price was too high.
Yeah, sometimes you go, well, you can always move back into the first round. Like, well, it's not that easy. you got to find a willing partner, and you got to find a price, and meanwhile you're doing it while you're on the clock. You know, you got 10 minutes to do it. It's not like you got all day to sit there and go back and forth. Texts and things like that.
Right. If you're in the bar at 12:50 a.m. in a place where the closing time is, or excuse me, 12:50 a.m. In closing time is 1 a.m. It's not like, hey, you got plenty of time to find a lady.
No.
Like, no, you got to get to work.
You got to close.
You
got to
get hustling.
That's right. That's right.
You got to start throwing seventh round picks at these ladies.
Sometimes they don't take those late round picks, man. I'm telling you.
You try to go into a strip club with a seventh round pick these days. Good luck.
Hey, is that right? Is Chad Reuter the one that grades really easy?
Yeah, because he works for NFL.com.
Okay.
And he, the worst grade he'll give is a B-.
Okay, well, not shockingly.
Typically. Every now and then he'll give a C.
Not shockingly. All right, so if you get a C+ or lower from Chad Reuter, you really got like a D-.
It's basically like you got kicked out of school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, then you can suck at Cleveland and your C+ you got from Chad Reuter.
Guess what he gave the Falcons?
What?
C+.
C+.
Yeah. So
the team that's getting widely panned for taking a quarterback with the 8th overall pick. He gave the Texans an A-. An A- for the Houston Texans and Chad Reuter, who, by the way, was also canceled by Payne and Pendergast. He's out of cancellation jail now. So you've got a clemency now.
I'm scrolling through Chad Reuter right now, and I have seen the only C I've seen was the Falcons so far, and I'm all the way down to the Saints.
Cleveland got a C+. The Browns got a C+, too. Houston built on the momentum from last season's playoff run with a strong plan. Pre-draft trade netted the Texans a second rounder and didn't prevent them from addressing a roster sore spot with Kamari Lassiter. Says Stover was an excellent choice in round 4. He'll be reunited with C.J. Stroud. Acquiring veteran running back Joe Mixon for a 7th round pick earlier this offseason also factors into the draft grade above. So he's mixing Joe. He's no pun intended. Mixing Joe Mixon into the completely unintentional. I promise.
Whatever.
You.
Whatever. I see it in the notes. It's right here in the notes. You put it in
bold. Screw
you.
Not true.
And then after you put in the in brackets, you said, "Am I right, Seth?"
Yeah, that's right. Hashtag Am I right? So A minus from Chad Reuter.
Good job, Chad Reuter.
Yep. Yep.
I think the Lassiter pick preventing the cornerback spot from being a sore spot. Obviously, if Lassiter works out, that's the case. I do think that I am intrigued now by the competition at cornerback because you've got a whole lot of talent there. Mm-hmm. And, at least one of Okuda or Henderson will make the team. And you've added athleticism with those two guys there. So I'm starting to get intrigued by the cornerback position.
Matt Verderame of SI.com gave them a B-.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the sake of time, let's go to the worst grade that the Texans got. And I feel like Pete Prisco is probably like the anti-Chad Reuter. CBSSports.com.
It's hard to win his approval. He's a disapproving father, he is.
Yeah. So this would be one where the Texans...
I'm going, just real quick, Sean. Going through Prisco's grades.
Yeah.
There's like two A's
right.
along the whole. He's a tough grader. Yeah.
He's the professor you're trying to explain to your parents, like, no, a C is really, really good in this guy's class.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a hard grader. He gives the Texans a C plus. C plus for the Texans. Best pick, Kalen Bullock, rangy safety who will give him depth this season, but will eventually mm-hmm. become a starter. He can run. Worst pick. Says he didn't like the pick of Kamari Lassiter in the second round. I think there were better options where when he went, guys like Mike Sainristil, the slot corner out of Michigan.
Yeah.
Says Lassiter ran a 4.64 at his pro day. I'm going to tell you something Nick Casario does not want to hear about right now. Two things. Report cards that Seth and I are doing in this very segment. And two, 40 times where a guy like Kamari Lassiter is a 10th or a 10th and a half second slower than guys that got picked ahead of him.
You know, one thing I noticed this draft is I think this year really, maybe it's, I think teams, certain teams have been using the GPS data, the tracking data, for a while now. And this is one of the things I think Nick really likes about why he's really only drafts Power 5 guys. It happened again this year, only guys from big conferences. You get that GPS data matched with going against future NFL talent, and I think you get a much better feel for how fast these guys actually are,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the guys that run good 40s and have good three-cone drills, but it doesn't show up on the field. So I don't worry about that. Yeah, Prisco says he would have liked Sainristil better. Like, Sainristil is a... I mean, I don't even care if I pronounce his name correctly. He is a lightweight slot corner, and I just don't know if... I don't know if that's in D'Amico's bag. D'Amico wants guys, like, if he's got a slot corner, he wants a guy like Dez King that can come up and smack him in the mouth,
yes.
too. So, I wouldn't downgrade it based on Lassiter versus anybody else. Now, if the Texans were trying to move up to draft Terrion Arnold from Alabama in the first round, that's a comparison that, man, I would not be surprised if the Texans absolutely loved Terrion Arnold.
Agreed. The other grades, B from Charles McDonald, Yahoo Sports, a B-plus from Trevor Sikkema, profootballfocus.com. You throw those six report cards into the mix, and the final GPA for the Houston Texans, Seth, 3.05, according to these six outlets that I found report cards.
You know, that's good. It's not good, but if they really nail the LSATs, they might get into they could get into law school. You're gonna have to apply to a bunch of places, but still, there you go.
Yeah, the MCATs, they can go to. They can still be a doctor.
It's okay. What about that 305 with a doctor? you can go be a lawyer somewhere. Okay.
I was about to ask you: would you rather your doctor have a 305 or your lawyer have a 3.05?
Is your last name Vanderbilt? I don't know.
Right.
You're not getting into med school with that.
That's right. Some good text messages. People are thinking on their feet this morning on the draft. Is Blake Fisher a message pick? I like that.
Oh, I don't. Okay, message pick. If you're drafting somebody to send a message, then that dude is cut already. Yeah. Like the guy that
they're referring to Titus Howard. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if the prospect of winning championships, making millions of dollars, doing anything else isn't enough to get the message, then them drafting a guy in the second round isn't going to send a message either. I think that it's Nick afterwards said, look, you flat out need a third offensive tackle. I think if it sends a message to us, maybe if you read the tea leaves, that maybe Charlie Heck needs to really step it up, because as of right now, when I watch Blake Fisher, I'll be surprised if he supplants Titus Howard this year. And I also, Nick flat out said he thinks Titus Howard is one of the better tackles in the league.
He did.
I think that there's something going on where people forget that Titus Howard has not really actually played his chosen position all that much lately. His performance at guard and think that means he's a bad tackle. So I don't think it's a message pick. I think it's a genuine, you want a third offensive tackle, and you'd like that third offensive tackle to be able to develop into a starter someday. And, and then maybe a year or two from now, they move on from Titus Howard. But I don't know if I'd call it a message pick.
Yeah, text message. A lot of people like the Stover pick. Stover, my favorite pick in the draft. If CJ vouched for him, that's good enough for me. And I think something to point out, again, like you said, Seth, I don't think CJ's just going to give praise for a guy because he played with him at Ohio State.
Right.
CJ's going to get – now, maybe if CJ were on a podcast or something like that and someone asked him about Cade Stover and he was, lukewarm on him, he wouldn't throw the guy under the bus. But behind closed doors, I mean, CJ wants to win. He wants good players around him. He's not looking for a family reunion on Sundays.
Right. Yeah, I think that connection will be nice, too.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Reaction Monday. So, good job. 3.05, Nick. You got to be. So you have a GPA of a B, and I can tell from the audio we played earlier, you could give a damn about that.
I can't wait to tell him all about it.
Oh, no, I'm going to tell him. When we get him on, we're going to see what he thinks of his GPA for sure.
We got to have him we'll go down through every single one. We might have to read him Prisco's.
Yes.
Prisco was – so when I was a young player in Jacksonville, Prisco was the beat writer. Yeah. And Prisco would go at Tom Coughlin. It was actually pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Like they battled kind of the same way that guy in Tennessee used to battle Vrabel.
Kuharski.
They were like, it was fun to watch as a player.
It's brave.
Stick it to him, Vrabel.
Right.
Or stick it to him, Prisco.
You're the voice of the voiceless right now for us. Yeah. Thanks, Prisco. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to some headlines. Update. No new update, but you haven't heard the news on I shouldn't tease that. Tank Dell was involved. If you hadn't heard the news, he was one of 10 people that were victims that were involved in a mass shooting in Florida. He's okay. They've repaired the wounds, and he was on a plane back to Houston yesterday. It doesn't appear to be serious, but we'll get more news on that as things roll out. So we'll hit that in headlines, the draft, the Astros sweep the Rockies. We've got some NBA playoff updates as well. We'll get to all that in headlines coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.